Many American soldiers stationed in Iraq and their families are finding their deployments longer than they had expected. Commentator Daphne Smith says her family has been involved in two wars in less than 2 years.
We don't even ask, when are you coming home? My son-in-law is a Chinook helicopter pilot from Bravo Company with the 7th Battalion of the 101st stationed in Mosul, Iraq. Bravo Company first deployed to Afghanistan. That was supposed to be a 6-month deployment, but it took much longer. In December 2002, this group of soldiers packed up to return home. But because of difficulties obtaining a plane, they didn't arrive in the U.S. until weeks later. My daughter and the other wives went from hearing, "I'll be home by Christmas," to just waiting. From joy and thoughts of celebrations, maybe even a trip to the ocean when their spouses got home, to tempers flaring, to worry. Something's happened. The plane was supposed to arrive yesterday. But the biggest kicker was when the plane finally landed at Fort Campbell. The families all ran over, crying and laughing, but soon their excitement turned to sadness. The returning soldiers had already been placed on alert status. Before they even left the base, they had to fill out their deployment papers for Operation Iraqi Freedom. They were gone in less than a month. When the fighting actually began, the radio, television, newspapers, and internet sites became magnets for us. If music came on the radio, stations were switched and scanned for news reports. Going to work where this information was not openly available was like withdrawal. But getting news about the war was even worse. Hearing someone had been killed, praying it wasn't our family member, and realizing we were basically asking for someone else to suffer and lose a loved one. Feeling guilty about this, but continuing to pray it wasn't someone we knew. Now the waiting has started again. We have heard Bravo Company will return with the 101st in March 2004. Families' lives are back on hold. They're putting off building those shelves for the videos still in boxes, putting off starting a family or missing a child's birth, trying to get the cruise line to extend the extension of that cruise booked for an anniversary. Sadness, worry, finally speaking with your loved one to hear them sound different, tired, angry. Finding out they've been sick for a week, they've lost 48 pounds, haven't showered in months, and still have no running water. How can anyone live in 130-degree heat? We have learned no special treatment will be given to the 150 soldiers who returned from Afghanistan only to board another plane weeks later and head for another desert. Is allowing downtime between deployments special treatment? The embedded reporters have come home, but people are still dying in Iraq. The U.S. is still fighting there. Has the American public forgotten? We miss our soldiers, and we want them home.
The comments of Daphne Smith, who lives in Springfield, Missouri. A Pentagon spokesman, Major Trey Cate, says the significant accomplishments, selfless service, and sacrifices of the soldiers and families of Bravo Company were recognized by the commanding general of the 101st Airborne Division during a ceremony earlier this month in Iraq. Preliminary redeployment plans give Bravo Company priority when the 101st Airborne returns to Fort Campbell by March. Families say they've been told Bravo Company also will have priority for rest and relaxation leave before the end of the year.